the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anna and Stella with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the largest and most central Brisbane City Watch House has hit an early capacity due to a plumbing issue rendering multiple cells uninhabitable. Frontline police have been informed of the extremely limited holding space and were told to call ahead before arriving. The directive allegedly instructed police to make a judgment call and to consider alternatives before bringing in juveniles or protection prisoners.
Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has opposed a plan to pump excess carbon dioxide from the Millman Power Plant into Australia's largest underground freshwater system, declaring it as not a good idea. The controversial plan that would allow CO2 to be wasted into the Great Artesian Basin was proposed by the mining giant Glencore, but has received immense backlash from various environmental bodies. The Queensland government is now considering environmental approvals for the project. However, the Premier has said he thinks it will not be approved.
In national news, the number of drug-induced deaths are rising in Australia, with 80% of the incidents being preventable. The findings come from a report by the Pennington Institute, which found there were more than 2,000 drug-induced deaths in 2022, which is almost double the number of traffic-related deaths in the same year. Chief Executive John Ryan says the numbers are alarming and the healthcare system is not fully engaging with the people with overdose risks.
The High Court will issue its final judgment on a case regarding an Iranian asylum seeker who is refusing to be deported from the country. The outcome of this ruling could have significant impact on the future of the immigration system. The 37-year-old Iranian man, who goes by the pseudonym ASF17, arrived in Australia over a decade ago. However, officials have been attempting to deport him since 2018. 3 weeks ago, lawyers delivered their statements to the High Court justices. If they vote in his favour, the government could be pushed to release up to 200 other detainees.
In international news, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters, including Greta Thunberg, gathered in Malmö, Sweden to show disapproval of Israel's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest and its action in Gaza. Amid this, the Eden Golan, the Israeli entrant, performed, receiving mixed reactions amidst a backdrop of booing during rehearsals. Both parties were under tight security due to recent tensions and a significant military campaign in Gaza, initiated by Israel after attacks from Hamas.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index for today is projected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.